Hey everybody, this week on All Things Fishing, we talk about how fishing has been going the past few weeks, and I also review the Abu Garcia Black Max Baitcaster. This is a great beginning baitcaster. Really awesome reel. I've casted it around. Hope you guys enjoy the show. Hey everybody, this week on All Things Fishing, like I said in the introduction, I'll be talking about how fishing's been going the past few weeks, and then also review the Abu Garcia Black Max Low Profile Baitcaster. So like I said, first off, fishing's been going pretty good the past week since I last recorded an episode. We are still at that house on the Chesapeake Bay I told you guys about last week. And I finally got some bloodworms for bait. Bloodworms are basically like centipede-looking things. They're pretty expensive. They're like $15 a dozen now, but I caught a ton of fish on them. So you guys might not know what a skate is, but a skate is basically, if you know what a, I'm sure you know what a stingray is. A skate is basically like a smaller and less dangerous version of a stingray. They still have stingers, like they still have barbs on their stingers and all that. So they're dangerous. You don't want to get stung, but I don't think they have as much venom in their sting. So I caught three of those. I hooked into two other massive ones. I got them into the surf, like where the waves were breaking, and I could, but they always seemed to break off right there. So I never got a giant one in. Hopefully I will, next few days here are supposed to be pretty nice. Hopefully I'll catch a big one then, but we'll see. I also caught my first trout on brackish water of all places. I've been to stock trout streams. I've been to lots of places like that, and I've never caught a trout there. And then, of course, the first place I catch a trout is a sea trout on the Chesapeake Bay, which is pretty awesome, I think. So that's all for how fishing has been going. I'll get into the actual main part of the episode, which is a review, like I said, on the Abu Garcia Black Max Baitcaster. So a lot of times I buy reels, the rod and reel combos. I just like doing that. It's kind of it's more simple. But this reel, I had a rod that I got from Crazy Horse Fishing Rods. I've talked about them before. I got another rod from them and another reel. They just don't go together. So I was going to buy a baitcaster. So I was going to buy the Abu Garcia Black Max. But then our neighbors here actually live here. We just rent a house. Every now and then, every year here, but, they were nice enough. They actually gave me this reel. They didn't use it a whole lot, so they gave it to me, which was very nice. This is actually my first, like, very good, like, new bait caster that I've ever owned, so it's pretty awesome. I compared it to the Silstar Nova, which is a very old baitcaster reel that I also got from Crazy Horse Fishing Rods. The difference is crazy. The reason I've said before on the podcast that I don't like bait, I didn't like baitcasters because, the only baitcaster I'd ever used was a very old one that didn't work very well, and that's why I didn't like it. But now I realize, like, that's not a very good representation of what a baitcaster is. So I finally got a new baitcaster, like this one. An Abu Garcia Black Max, and the difference is crazy. It's like so much smoother. It's really, really, really awesome. I'm super, 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 super happy about it. Even if our neighbors hadn't given it to me, I would have bought it anyway, because it's not super expensive. It's only like $40. I definitely would have bought it because I've heard how good of a beginner reel it is. And I'm definitely a beginner when it comes to baitcasters. So I'll get into the review. This baitcasting reel has a 6.4:1 gear ratio, so almost 6.5:1 gear ratio. Pretty standard there. Pretty standard gear ratio for a baitcaster. It's not very good for frogging, like for fishing with hollow body frogs. If you're bass fishing, because you want to keep the hook tight the entire time, and the bass might be running towards you, so you want a higher gear ratio for that, but you probably won't be doing much of that if you're a beginner and you're getting this reel anyway. So this reel also features five ball bearings, plus an instant anti-reverse. So like five ball bearings, quite a few ball bearings, not as many as like a very nice reel. But more than like a nice Shimano reel or something like that. So there's not a whole lot of features on here, and a couple more features. The main body, the part, the kind of, I guess, shell, the skeleton of the reel is aluminum. But then, to save money, I'm sure, to keep the price low, like under $50, they had to use graphite side plates. So the graphite, if you're getting a nice like bait caster, you want to look for a bait. If you're spending the money, you want to look for a bait caster with aluminum side plates. This reel, for the price, totally worth it to deal with the graphite side plates. But because of those, it's definitely not going to last as long. Aluminum is just obviously more strong than graphite. It would last longer, but definitely still a great reel. Drag system works really well. The handle, I really like the handle a lot. On the other bait casters, the Silstar Nova, the old bait caster that I have, the handle, like the thing you're gripping while you're turning the reel, bit for like probably hours, is plastic, so not a ton of grip there, not super nice. And then on this, it is rubber, so a ton more grip there. And then the rest of the body of the handle, basically, the crank, the thing that you're turning, is stainless steel. So there's a ton of different materials that go into making this thing. There's like stainless steel, graphite, aluminum, lots of different things like that. I'm pretty sure the spool is also stainless steel, or it's either stainless steel or aluminum. I'm actually not sure about that. Couldn't find that. And then also the Max Drag, I couldn't find that. Because this is a relatively old reel, not a whole lot of people sell it anymore, but it is still a very good reel. You can find it at a ton of places. The prices I found, like on Amazon, it's like $80, but then like at Dick's Sporting Goods, it's $50. Then like at Walmart, it's $30. Like the prices vary depending on where you buy it. So just make sure you look around. Don't go like on Amazon and think that's the only price you will be able to find, because you definitely will be able to find lower prices. Overall, awesome reel, and it also has a line guide system, so like the little thing that goes back and forth. It also has that, pretty nice. Other than that, not a whole lot about this reel. I love how small it is. It literally weighs like 10 ounces, which is awesome. So again, awesome reel. The tension knob for the spool, the basic thing that makes the spool turn faster or slower while you're casting. That thing has, it's basically like, it almost looks like a circular file. Very nice, so like a ton of grip there. Like this whole thing is just like very high quality. Like lots of places to grip, like lots of traction for your hands on the places you're going to be touching it the most. Magnetic braking system works fairly well, not great, not perfect, but it works pretty well. Overall, this is an awesome beginner reel. If you have the money, you'll want to go up to a Bass Pro Shops like Pro Qualifier 2. I've heard people like that a lot. And I think that has like a full aluminum body. Like the side plates, I'm pretty sure are also aluminum, so that will just last longer. But you're gonna have to go up to, like, even on sale, I think it's like $75. So not crazy, but if you have the money, you'll want to go up to that. But for just like a total beginner bait caster reel, this is an awesome reel. I will probably buy another one at some point. This is, like I said, it's awesome. You can hold a ton of line on here. Like, I have 100 yards of 10-pound braid, but I'm sure you could hold more. The line that I have on here, probably like on the hot on the, like the heavy end of line that you'd be putting on this reel. So that's all for this reel. Again, awesome reel. Probably be buying it again. That's all for this week, and I'll see you guys next week.